Guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle, and only Danielle. Well, actually, I've got the Peanut Gallery watching me today. You guys want to introduce yourselves really quick?
Hello, I'm Delaney, and I'm Danielle's roommate.
Hi, Delaney.
Hello, I am Katie, and I am the honorary roommate.
So, Brooke is out and about today, and we just thought it'd be fun if I did a little bit of a solo episode today for the happenin'. I hope you guys are having an amazing start to your week. I know a lot of you guys are getting back to school. We had our syllabus week last week. It's kind of crazy to think, like, back to classes, but hopefully you guys are starting on the right foot. So today we're going to be talking about, obviously, my pop culture favorite. I'm going to read a quote to you guys that I think will keep you motivated. Then we're going to do some light chatter, to be honest. There's just a couple things we could chat about, and Katie and Delaney are here to chime in. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. So without further ado, let's get into our Monday motivation. All right, so this is the quote I found on Pinterest, because you guys know I always find my quotes on Pinterest, and I absolutely adore them. So this one for this week says, "Never let the sadness of your past and the fear of your future ruin the happiness of your present." And I just loved that, because...
That's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Delaney. Love the chime-ins. I feel as if it is very important. Literally, earlier today, I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to do this. And I'm like, wait, but today's a good day. Like, why am I not being happy? Like, it's so hard to not, like, think about the future. Like, you know what I mean?
Not really.
Do you guys not know what I mean? Like, I'm, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just always thinking about.
I get it.
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's really hard to, like, be happy in the present, because I'll find myself in, like... Like, last night, we were at a friend's birthday party, and we had been all looking forward to that for, like, a week, and it was so much fun. But I'm also thinking about, like, oh, this weekend I'm doing this, that. Like, it's just so crazy, and I don't know. So I think it's very important to, well, I mean, in this sense, it's kind of saying, like, the fear of your future to, I don't know. I just thought it was really interesting. So never let something that you're sad about in the past affect how you're feeling now, because, well, that's the past. And the future, if you're scared about something, that's happening. Like, I'm scared to teach my first spin class on Wednesday, but it's happening, and it's not today.
I know. I'm saying live in the moment 2020.
Live in the moment 2020, baby.
Live in the moment 2020.
I love that, Katie. That was very profound. No, I think it's really true. Even if it's just putting your phone down or whatever it may be. But yeah, I hope this kind of inspires you guys, because I know there's times where I'm just like scared about what's to come, and then it happens and it's like no big deal. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's very important to remember that and enjoy the present. Or if you're looking forward to something in the future, remember to enjoy the now. So yeah, as for my pop culture favorite, and you guys are welcome to chime in if there's like a song you're loving right now or something. Guys, you know I love Drake. I love him. Great guy. Never met him, but I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he's a great guy. He came out with a new song with Future. Guys, it is so good. It is called Life is Good. And it's crazy. It's, if you guys have listened to it, you would know. It's like literally two different songs.
Is that the one you were just playing?
Yeah.
Oh, I do like that.
Oh, this is crazy, because Delaney's an 80s girl.
Not a big fan of rap music or pop music in general, but
mainly the 80s and 90s. Is there 90s music?
Classic rock 80s.
Yeah, and then Queen.
Queen, of course.
Queen. Well, okay, so Delaney's approved the song. Then that's big news. It's really good. It's like the beginning, it's like Drake, and it's just like a normal good Drake song. And then all of a sudden, it's like it's a new song. What? Out of nowhere.
I know why you like it, because that's exactly what sicko mode is.
You're so
right. That's exactly what sicko mode is.
It's literally sicko mode,
like,
when Drake comes in.
Like 10 different songs all in one.
I think it's so hype. It's like all of a sudden, oh my God, Future, like it's a new song. Like, whoa. I don't know. I'm really excited. And Katie was telling me, we were listening to the song, and she was like, you should put that in your spin class. But it's hard to, like, since it's like a really random song, to like find a consistent beat, because if you guys go to spin, it's like 1 2 1 2 or 1 2 1 2, and that song, it's kind of hard, but I would love to make it work. Like, I will teach a spin class to sicko mode. Like, it will happen.
You're gonna have to find a really good remix.
Yeah, I know, there's a sicko mode Skrillex remix that I will show you guys after the pod, and it's pretty good, but I'm excited. So right now, as you guys are listening to this, it is a Saturday afternoon, and well, let's just be honest, we are currently sitting on our living room floor.
We made a palette last night.
Explain what a palette is, because I didn't know what a palette was.
Okay, a pallet is just basically a bunch of blankets and like comforters laid out on the floor, and you sleep on the floor. It's like a fort without the
Delaney is just obsessed with sleeping on the floor.
I love it.
Like last night I slept over at Danielle and Delaney's apartment, and I was like, Delaney, go sleep in your bed. She's like, no, I'm sleeping on the pallet. I'm like, you have a Tempur-Pedic mattress feet away.
It's so cozy. I recommend.
Yeah, I had never known what a pallet was before meeting all these girlies and coming to UGI. My brother and I would make forts where you like have a sheet over it, and then also, I guess, the pallet. But it's been really fun. We just got a new rug. It's a lot softer. So it's from Target. It's in my vlog if you guys haven't seen it yet. But yeah, so we're sitting on this. It's Saturday at 2:50 p.m. We haven't done much today.
We've done nothing today.
But, you know, it's important to like have those days where you do nothing.
You know, first week back at school, need a little time to recover after it.
Pouring down rain, so there's
not much we can do. Yeah, we're like going crazy. Well, me and Katie are going crazy. Delaney's like, guys, chill. Like, we can watch movies.
Delaney has been watching The Princess Bride with the audio off because she knows every word. And me and Danielle are going crazy.
I'm recording this podcast. I can't watch it with
volume. Well, this is true.
Her eyes are locked in onto The Princess Bride.
Yeah, guys, I don't know if you've seen The Princess Bride, but I walk in, she's like, we're watching The Princess Bride, and I thought, oh my god, Princess Diaries. Love this movie. It is not The Princess Diaries.
No, absolutely not. Oh my gosh. Someone please tell me they've watched Princess Bride.
Someone's got you and the gals in the Go Facebook group. Yeah. They'll like come in hot. I don't know. I just think this movie's very cheesy, but Ryan was here too, and like he and Delaney were like watching it very seriously, and me and Katie are like, bah.
It's so good. I watched this in my childhood.
Aw. Well, yeah, let's... Oh my god, our neighbors are out. I never hear our neighbors. Hi, neighbors.
It's coming to you live.
I know. Do you guys want to come in and be in our podcast? Also, sorry, this episode's really all over the place, but you know, it's real. It's genuine. It's real. No, oh my
no
god.
Script.
Okay. Okay. That's going to be our segment into everything we want to talk about. We're going to talk about The Bachelor a little bit. Sorry, guys. It just has to happen. It's pop culture. It's in. Let's talk about Miss Hannah Madison commenting on her own photo.
Oh, yeah.
So give
Madison, the girl who went on the one-on-one date with Peter, who went to Auburn. She was like, posted a photo from her and Peter on the date and then commented on her own account, like saying, oh, you're so genuine and real, Madison. But she meant to do it from like a fake fan account, right?
Yeah. No, she meant to comment like from her Finsta or her fake account. So it like looked like she was getting, you know, some like lots of love and good comments. But crazy. Then she posted that her sister had access to the account and like meant to post it from her sister's account. But I just don't think that's real.
I think
she was looking for the clout.
Why would her sister comment?
Exactly. Like, why would your sister have access to your Instagram account?
Yeah, like, we were talking earlier. None of our siblings have their Instagram account. Like, I'm trying to think of what account your sibling... Like, your Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, we share Netflixes with our siblings, not Instagrams.
Yeah, not Instagrams.
That's crazy. What if, like, she's been, like, just, like, hyping herself in the comments for a while?
Yeah, sure.
But I feel like she's going to get a lot of comments.
Yeah,
she's
but no, because she was one of my favorites.
Yeah, so she was
she
cool. She went to Auburn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Madison?
Yeah. Her dad is the assistant coach for the basketball team or something.
Oh, yeah. And she played basketball, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So we're excited about this season, I would say. Did you watch? You watched the first episode?
Yeah. Everyone was here in Athens, and I was still back home in Raleigh, so I watched it with my family. Which
I'm
was
glad
more
you
fun.
Caught up, though. So
my dad had a lot of hot takes on.
Really?
My dad loves The Bachelor.
Oh, I think like it's like kind of their hidden like...
They're like, the wife's making me watch, but they low-key love it.
Yeah, they low-key love it. My dad was so into last season, too. It was pretty funny.
Was he? What were his hot takes? Do you remember any of them?
He
would just like comment on some of it.
Not a big fan of Alabama Hannah coming back.
Oh, me neither. I mean, I just feel bad for Peter because he really genuinely loved her and he's about to start this journey. And she comes in the first episode and is like, I miss you. And
okay, yes, but it is so scripted. Like,
so scripted.
There's no way she was like, hey, I'm coming back. Like, the producers are like, we need you back here.
Especially since, like, you know, they have all like the Bachelor charity events. So she's probably seen Peter so many times before.
True.
The show. And I don't know. She had so many chances before. But I get it. I mean, probably seeing him get all this attention would make you want him back.
I think it's all fake. I've read she has a contract with ABC until the end of 2020, so she has to come back and do whatever they say. So,
well, honestly, then I hope it is fake because that's so annoying to him, and I hope he knows it's fake because that sucks for him. Like, he literally has like 30 girls or whatever there, and the one he really really loved comes back, and then he has to go throughout the rest of the show, and she's like gonna pop in every now and then. Like,
I mean, that whole date was fake. The story she told, like, when they first walked in, like.
That is a real story.
She didn't choose to tell that story,
though.
I'm tired of the windmill. Tired of the four times. I also thought it was strange that these girls, as their introductions, were the windmill. Like, you are referring to Peter with another woman.
Yes, every time one of the girls would get out the limo and say something about that, like, don't bring up your past boy's ex.
Yeah.
When you're introducing yourself, like, that's a bad look.
I feel it's like bad, and it's also like then he's gonna think about her instead of you. Like,
yeah, cause, like, you don't want him to think. Yeah.
I feel like that's not.
Okay, so who are your favorites? Who do you want to win right now? Because Katie, you're the one who predicted Cassie for Colton the first night.
Did you really?
Yes, because I was like that girl.
The first night, Katie said Cassie. That's the one.
Well, only because she is an occupational therapist, and I thought that's what I wanted to do. And I was like, this girl is so cool. She's gonna win.
Did she get the first impression rose? I feel like a lot of girls get first impression rose.
I don't remember who got the first impression rose on Colton.
Hannah Ann, right?
No,
Kelly. Wait, no.
Hannah Ann did.
Hannah Ann did. Kelly got a rose on a date.
Oh, Hannah Ann is the Sonic girl. Have you seen
that? Yes. Yeah. Dude, that's Sonic so model. Funny.
It's so funny.
I don't know.
I think Victoria and Madison. Victoria's the one who got, like, sick doing the simulator.
Oh, did you? I saw a picture where she looked just like Demi. Yeah,
yes, Demi, and like, I quoted it and was like, oh, my God, she does. Or Demi's grandma supposedly texted her and was like, oh, I didn't know you're on the show again. That could be, like, a joke, though.
Cute grandmas. We love to see it.
I know. I love cute grandmas. They're very cute. I actually really like Kelly a lot. I don't know why. I feel like...
Oh, Kelly's the lawyer, right?
Yeah, she's just very mature.
I like her. The one who he's met before.
Oh, yeah.
Her voice, though.
Oh, I like her voice. She's a deep voice like me. I really like her.
Yeah, I like her a lot, too. And I think it is kind of cool that they met before.
It is.
Like, in a hotel. And then they were, like, at the hotel that they met at. That's crazy.
What a coincidence. That's... My gosh.
I know.
That wasn't scripted at all.
I would love to just know.
Not everything can be the Princess Bride.
But we were talking about it last night. There's a lot of genuine couples that have come out of the show.
Oh, my gosh. Sean Lowe and Catherine are my favorite.
Sean Lowe and Catherine.
Ashley and JP.
Dean and Kaylin.
Yeah, but they're still prepared. Fresh.
They're fresh.
They're Desiree. Still dating.
He was... Did you hear about the skiing accident?
No.
He was skiing in Switzerland by himself. Like, broke his leg, his femur, everything. Had to get airlifted.
Dean.
And... Kaylin, it was like over Christmas or I think it was over New Year's. And Kaylin like flew out to Switzerland by herself to like go sit in the hospital with him.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, but he's gonna have a tough recovery.
Dang. He just went skiing alone? It's very odd.
Yeah, he's very odd.
Interesting. Well, then there's also Jordan Rogers and JoJo Fletcher. Love them. I don't know, but they are literally, I hate to say goals, but they are goals.
They are goals.
He, like, works in the football realm, and she, is cool and influencer. And
I'm ready for Becca Tilly to find her.
Oh, yeah. She never really got out there.
Yeah.
She has a podcast that's actually pretty successful called Scrubbing In,
yeah.
With, I don't know who that other girl is that she does it with, but...
I don't know either, but she's really funny.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And then there was one... Oh, well, we said Sean and Catherine, and they...
They just had their third baby.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's drama with Tanner. What's the girl's name?
She just had a baby.
Tanner and Jade, yeah, who had a baby in the closet, but...
Oh, they've been dating for... Or married. They're married.
They're married. Paradise. They met on Paradise, but they're, like, under investigation now for, like, conspiracy for fantasy football because they want $1 million.
A million?
A million. But there's, like, something that, like, they... conspiracized? Is that a word?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's, like, a big... Conspired. Oh, I need to go back to school.
Oh, fantasy football. That's actually kind of freaky. Do we like Hannah Ann?
I couldn't tell you yet.
I can't tell if she's gonna be annoying or not.
I don't know either. Like, it's really hard to tell. She's so pretty and like cute, and I think he's definitely her type, or she's his type.
I want to like her.
Yeah. You know who I don't want to like poo-poo anybody, but the fashion blogger, man.
McKenna.
Yeah.
My Kenna.
It's just like, since she's a fashion blogger, I have a lot of expectations for her. And I'm just like, girlfriend, come on, let's go.
What do you mean, expectations?
I don't know. She's just being like a little dramatic.
Oh.
It doesn't make us look good.
Yeah.
I want her to do well and like rep. And she's Canadian. Go Canada. Love that. I don't know. I just like want her to do well and she's just being dramatic. A lot of girls are really dramatic, though. But then it all goes back to how much of the producer's telling them.
Everything. Almost everything is scripted. I mean, when Hannah Ann interrupted that girl three times, she didn't just do that on her own.
I hope not, because that's psycho.
Said, okay, come on. We need... I mean, that's... It's a good show, but it's all fake.
But it's so fun to watch.
It is fun to watch.
Yeah. That's that. That's the tea.
That's that.
So we said Kelly, Hannah Ann, Madison...
Victoria.
Victoria. I think Victoria is really cute. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Also, okay, next thing I wanted to talk about, the song Yummy by Justin Bieber.
Ugh.
Katie is a Jonas. She's a Joe bro for life.
I am. I just don't, I never have liked Justin Bieber. I try to. Just not. What is it? What are his fans called? Believer.
I am a believer. But then, like, Delaney was like a One Direction person. We all three had different...
Okay, I was a big One Directioner, too.
I was not. I never was. I don't think
Harry
I ever saw
Styles'
them.
New album, Gold.
Really? Well, so do you... Okay, Katie does not like the song Yummy. Or you don't like Justin Bieber?
I just don't like the song.
You know I got that yum.
Like, I feel like it's a good shower song, but, like, if I'm doing anything else, skip.
I just think it's such a vibe. I'm going to be tired of it in, like, a couple days, but I actually just got a speaker for my shower. The JBL clip. It was, like, $27 at Best Buy. We love that.
I need to get... See, I got the Amazon lights, but they also have one that, like, you screw into... the fan or whatever, but it has a speaker on it.
Your house is about to turn into a smartphone. Katie's house is all Alexa.
But the light bulbs have a speaker, so you, like, it makes surround sound, which I think would be so cool.
That is really cool.
Gotta look into it.
Yeah, you need to have a party.
Do you like the song Yummy?
I think it's very yummy. I think it's really good. And I just saw, like, all this stuff. He's getting all this backlash about the song. I mean, it's not, like, a very deep song by any chance, but, like, I'm a big beats person. Like, that's just how I've always been. So I like the rhythm of it. I mean, I don't know what he's saying in the words. Like, I don't even know what it means. Does he mean Hailey Bieber is yummy? Like, I have questions. I don't
Could
really
that
know.
Be a potential spin song?
Yeah, I think I already put it on my thing. I don't know.
Oh, spin. No.
I know. Today, actually, you guys were going into the studio to, like, practice, and they're all going to sit in there. Oh, Daily just said she's not going to make it. I'm sad.
Nope. Crowd of two.
Crowd of two. I know. Or McKenna's going to come too. So we're going to go into the spin studio, and I'm going to practice. I've been practicing literally the same playlist, like, so many days in a row. You guys, it's crazy. And we're just going to, like, have a time.
This is the first time I've ever been, and I've obviously ever watched Danielle do it, and Delaney was like, Katie, you have to be really serious. Like, you can't really joke around. I'm like, okay, I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
It was like this fun spin class.
It is fun.
Shade over here by Delaney.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, you need to explain yourself.
She's just watching Princess Bride. Whatever.
Are you playing a game on your phone, Delaney? Yep.
What are you coloring?
Color by numbers.
Just color do the color.
Download it. So fun.
Oh, no.
I love that. Wow. Well, very good stuff.
Okay, so the Golden Globes were last Sunday, and Reese Witherspoon was there. And there was this really funny incident on Twitter I saw where she ran out of, like, drinks, and Reese Witherspoon went over to Jay-Z and Beyonce and said, hey, can I borrow some of your champagne? And so they gave her all this champagne, like, at the Golden Globes, and then 2 days ago, she got a PR, like, package message from them. And they sent her a huge case of champagne. Like, bottles and bottles of champagne.
Wait, was it, like, a dig?
No, I don't think so. I think it was genuinely, like, funny. Like, they were trying to be funny.
It's
hard
to get champagne sent to me by Jay-Z.
I know, that's really cute.
No, I know, they're all, like, pals now. I think that's so funny.
That is cute. Like, here's a ton of champagne since you didn't have enough.
Yeah.
That is really funny, actually. Yeah, we, like, kind of got to watch it. We were, like, all out and about, and the restaurant we were at had the Golden Globes on, so that was kind of cool to see. So there's a couple nominations that I thought we'd, like, talk about and, like, the winners and see if we think... Delaney's a big movie gal.
Big movie gal.
Big movie gal. Like,
and I love watching TV, obviously.
Delaney does not like watching TV with me and Danielle because we are very much movie talkers.
Such movie talkers. Like, it's actually probably annoying. She goes, yep. All right, so, well, I know Delaney's going to love this one. So, for the winner of Actor in a Comedy or Musical, we have Daniel Craig for Knives Out, Roman Griffin Davis for Jojo Rabbit, Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Taron Egerton, Rocket Man, Eddie Murphy, Dolomite Is My Name. Who won, Delaney?
Taron Egerton.
Yes.
And Elton John was there, too. And got to, like, accept the award with him. He played Elton John in the movie Rocket Man, and he won.
I think it's cute that they're friends.
He goes on tour with Elton John now.
That's so cool.
It's cool. And Elton John won a an award too for best song, which is so cool.
That is really cute.
I don't remember. It was one for the movie I never heard about.
On USA Today, they have worst and best dressed at the Golden Globes. So worst dressed at the Golden Globes were J-Lo, Sofia Vergara, Kate Blanchett. And then best dressed were Taylor Swift, Nicole Kidman, and others.
Okay, did you see what, what's her name? From the act.
Joey King.
Joey King was wearing.
I really didn't love that.
Yeah. Oh, that too. Patricia Arquette, who plays her mom in the show, won a Golden Globe and hit Joey King in the head with it. And she has a huge bruise.
Wait, were they on stage together? And then she like grabbed the.
She, like, I guess just like flung it back, and she has a huge bruise on her head.
Like, oh, no. It's like, I'm the only one who can say Patricia Arquette hit me in the head with her Golden Globe, and that's.
I mean, it's kind of
that
cool,
is pretty cool. Yeah. Ow, though. Oh my god, I really didn't know that. Well, Delaney, you were the one that told me they like made a dig at the new movie Cats when Taylor Swift was there.
And oh my she's, gosh, like, in it. The host, I forget his name at the moment.
I didn't know who he was.
Joey, no, something Garcefa.
Joey Garcefa. Garcefa, he's a YouTuber.
No. Oh, okay. Okay.
Ricky Gervais.
Okay, whatever. The host. They were talking about how bad the movie Cats was. It got the worst reviews. And I don't think they meant to really make fun of it that much, but Taylor Swift was in the audience and they kept panning to her. She's in the movie. And she, her face was like,
Can we talk about how Taylor Swift is 30 years old?
I know. That makes me feel old for some reason.
And what did you say today about Drake and Josh?
Oh, today's the 16th year anniversary of Drake and Josh airing.
Really?
Yeah,
where'd you see that?
That doesn't make you feel old. On Twitter.
Twitter is where we get our info. How sad, but good. So for original song, we have Beautiful Ghost from Cats. So it was nominated. I'm Gonna Love Me Again, Rocket Man, Into the Unknown, Frozen 2. I have yet to see that.
Rocket Man 1.
Okay, spoiler. Spirit, well, The Lion King, earlier. And Stand Up, Harriet. And yes, Rocket Man did win. I actually haven't seen that movie. I think I like it. I like that song. Rocket Man.
I like the remix.
Is it like EDM?
No, it's like some rappers in it.
Yeah, I've played it for you before.
Oh, you have. Might be.
Travis Scott?
We love a good Travis Scott moment. I actually have not seen Frozen 2. Have you guys?
No, not yet.
I've never seen like any Disney.
I haven't seen Frozen 1, so...
Wait, shut up.
Never.
Delaney, you're in the room with Danielle and Katie. We don't watch a lot of... No.
But Disney? I don't even like Disney movies, but I've seen Frozen.
I don't even think I've seen The Lion King.
No, I like Disney movies. I do like Disney movies. I just... I feel like I know everything about Frozen, so I don't need to watch it. But I love Toy Story. Oh my god, Finding Nemo. What are the other ones? Lion King, I saw the new
Monsters
one.
Monsters, Inc., love.
Oh, see, yeah, I actually do like Disney movies.
Monsters
University is actually really good as well.
This is going crazy.
This episode's a mess, guys. I'm so sorry. This is what happens when Brooke is busy.
You don't like having me and Delaney on the pod?
No, see, I think this is hilarious.
People are going to be like, what are they talking about?
We're just talking about random things. You know, we're just getting you cultured, you know? Well, I think that was a great episode.
I think we did fabulous. First time pod over here.
Yes, I kind of just threw this on them. So shout out to Delaney and Katie for being great sports. I literally just sat in the living room and I said, we're potting now. And they're like, okay. Potting. Sounds like
potting on the palate.
Pottying. Partying.
Partying. I need to shower.
When it's 3 p.m. and you haven't showered, I feel that. It's a mood. Ew. But you don't really need a shower because you're going to spin. Well, you're not, like, I mean...
I'm a rookie spinner, so we'll see. I feel like I'm going to fall off the bike. You're attached in, aren't you?
You're attached in. We'll make sure you're locked and loaded. You'll be ready. There's seatbelts. What are those actually seatbelts?
I'm bringing a helmet to spin.
I think I'd actually laugh really hard. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. Again, I'm sorry it's just all over the place, but hopefully it gave you a little smile on your walk to class this morning. Do you guys have any final words?
No. Hope you enjoyed.
Make it a great day or not. The choice is yours. Go kill it.
What did I say? Live in the moment 2020?
Yeah, and also tell everyone what your senior quote was in the yearbook.
Oh, mine was Beyonce wasn't built in a day.
Yeah, yeah.
My senior quote was, to the world, you may be just one person, but to one person, maybe the world. I'm kidding. That was my fifth grade quote. I don't remember my senior quote.
You had fifth grade quotes?
That's oh, yeah. Right. We had fifth grade ones.
Oh, that's big deal. Big oh, yeah. deal. Can you guys guess what my senior year quote was?
She believed she could, so she did.
Yeah, that would be it. It's a great one. Well, thank you guys again for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this coming Wednesday. Brooke and I will be back at it. And yeah, I hope you guys are having a great day.
Let us know if you want us back.
Yes, if you guys liked this episode and you want them back on it, let us know. Anything else? That's it. All right, go Dawgs. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.